This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Between 1990 and 2014, the states that we tend to think of as economic engines for the U.S., New York, California, New Jersey, for example, are the ones where inequality has grown the most. By contrast, states that have lagged economically, like Arkansas and Mississippi, are the ones where economic inequality has narrowed the most. In Denmark, which took in 36,000 largely Syrian refugees, perhaps the leading and most substantive concern is that the immigrants are an economic drain. In 2014, 48% of immigrants from non-Western countries ages 16 to 64 were employed, compared with 74% of native Danes. The country is facing a growing anti-immigrant party like many in Europe and questioning its own racism. In a working paper, an economist at the World Bank and another professor, Milanovac, calculated the five most unequal states in the 1960s were Mississippi, South Carolina, Arkansas, Alabama, and North Carolina. By 2010, the most unequal states were California, New York, Texas, Arizona, and Georgia. Donald Trump is defending himself against claims that he donated $25,000 to a group supporting the Florida Attorney General to sway her office's review of Trump University. It is the latest incident in a decades-long record of shattering political donation limits and circumventing the rules on contributions and lobbying. Fox News apologized after Gretchen Carlson, a former anchor, sued in July. The settlement amount was said to be $20 million. Fox also said another top anchor, Greta Van Susteren, is leaving. Donald Trump has the support of 36% of union members in the battleground states of Florida, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, according to AFL-CIO's internal polling data. That's down 5 points from the union's federation data in June, which had Trump at 41% in those states. 74,000 people were surveyed by the Washington Post and SurveyMonkey on a 50-state basis. Clinton had a lead, but third-party support presents a huge unknown. Texas was a toss-up in the survey, where Clinton is leading by 1 point, and Utah is a state being watched closely. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.